Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Monday's mutt is named Rosie. Oh my God, it's like a total plot twist.
On WAAF.
All right. Today's Hill Mail voicemail messages are brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union with all of the convenience of big bank checking accounts, but no minimum balance requirements or monthly service fees. Check out the City of Boston Credit Union and their checking account service today. And here for you now are the very best Hill Mail voicemail messages left by you over the previous 24 hours.
Monday, 7:47 a.m.
LB, this is the guy with the one arm. I'm back.
End of message.
Oh, Jesus.
That was crazy. Crazy town.
Monday, 5:53 p.m.
Marty Walsh, the poor people campaign protest on Franklin Street. You know they didn't pull a permit, so you better arrest them and throw the book at them like you'll do with a little kid in a lemonade stand, you bastard.
End of message.
Yep, you need the permit.
Yeah.
Did you see that Country Time Lemonade is going to be paying the fines for any kids that get busted selling lemonade without permits?
Yes.
I think that's very nice.
Well, I saw a story recently about some kids who did a lemonade stand over Memorial Day weekend, and they were shut down.
Yeah.
Come
by
on.
By the cops because they didn't
have
that
where we're at in this world?
Yeah. We had some audio yesterday, I think, in there from the mother.
I think it was in Denver. Jennifer Knowles was the woman's name.
Like, this is insanity.
Somebody called the cops about it.
Oh my God.
And they didn't have the permit. Here's a text, by the way, that says Greg just texted B Hill to tell him to come down to the studio and walk in four times and say hi to Danielle so we get that gift.
$200
But this is the mom. What's her name? Shoot it. Do you have it on there? This is the mom of the kitchen.
Jennifer Knowles.
Okay, Jennifer Knowles.
We've never had a lemonade stand. I wanted to teach my kids about being an entrepreneur, having your own business. So we got out a table, we made some lemonade, and all the boys helped, and we went out there. The police officers came over, and they said that because my boys and I did not have permits for a lemonade stand, they shut us down, and we had to stop immediately. My boys were crushed. They were devastated. And I can't believe that happened. It made me want to cry. They were crying. They were so upset.
You forgot to teach them the most important lesson about being an entrepreneur, which is that it's going to cost you more in government fees and licensing fees to set up your business than you're ever going to make in your business. So that's why that lesson didn't work.
What a sad state of affairs in America.
It's kind of sad. It really is.
5:49 a.m.
LB feels like somebody's watching him.
End of message. 6 a.m.
LB, I love you, brother. But now with these hallucinations, all your past stories are going to be coming into question. So I got to ask, what about those 5 chicks out of Thailand, brother? Did that really happen?
End of message.
It did.
Everything's in doubt now. Every story you've told could be one that you had hallucinated.
No. And not for nothing. It's not going to get any better. Just expect the worst.
6:30 a.m.
Yeah, Greg. This is Kim Jong-un. You know, it's not that I want to go to Disney World is why I'm trying to get this agreement done. I just want to make it in time for the bikini contest.
End of message.
This is Devin. Hello, Devin.
Hey, how's it going? I just had some more information on that kids selling lemonade stands in Denver. So apparently the kids were selling their lemonade across the street from a big country concert, I think Levi's Stadium, for like $1 a piece. And I guess there were vendors inside that were selling lemonade for like $12 a piece that had paid like $500 for the permit. And that's why they ended up shutting it down.
They're the Uber of lemonade.
Right. Right.
They're the Airbnb of lemonade.
They're disruptors.
Yeah.
They were disrupting the lemonade game.
Trying to change it up, man.
7:08 a.m.
Hey, kid, I won't be in today. Wait a second. Hello, hello. Hola. I'm at a place called Vertigo. It's everything I wish I didn't know. But you give me something I can feel. I can feel. Later.
End of message.
We have U2 tickets to give away next hour. At their show last night, U2, Bono made a nice tribute to Anthony Bourdain.
Yes.
Yeah, that's sad, eh?
He played Stuck in a Moment, which is about the suicide of Michael Hutchence.
Yes.
From In Excess.
I never realized that they had written that about that.
Oh, you didn't know
No,
that?
I didn't know that.
Casey Kasem did.
Yeah, he did.
Here's a song about, I got to go into a GD song about suicide. I'm Casey Kasem, and this is American Top 40.
7:25 a.m.
Dennis Rodman, $1 billion idea.
End of message.
All right. Don't think he didn't make a ton of dough. You don't think Kim Jong-un gave him dough? Come on.
7:35 a.m.
Yeah, everyone's making fun of LB because he's hallucinating. Well, I just watched 5 minutes of Dennis Rodman break down international diplomacy, so I'm not sure if I'm hallucinating.
End of message.
Joint Nobel Peace Prize, Trump and Rodman. Mark my words, they're going to win it. It's going to be co-Nobel Peace Prize winners.
Oh, God.
7:39 a.m.
Allison Police Department.
Yeah, hey, Kent, I'll be here. Oh, God, I see someone on the phone. I'm shining the light at him, and he won't move. Oh, God, he looks like a tree. Oh, help.
End of message.
He looks like a tree.
What's that website where you can read the LB police report to the Holliston PD?
It is.
Was it Holliston Press?
HollistonReporter.com. You go to the police log for the week of June 3rd through the 9th, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, I don't know, 10 lines down.
Mm-hmm. Ton of respect for my buddy Mikey Woods and all the guys over there. They're awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.